from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Heavy raise on the IL.
Just sell. So, and just fire it.
And Alex Cobb is in standing ovations in Cleveland.
So here's the question that I have. I'm not sure there were, what, Aaron Judge jerseys 5-1 of any other jersey out there?
Oh, my gosh.
How many?
Well, they had a lot of old school jerseys, okay. Number two, yeah, and they actually honored the 2009 World Series team that Sunday.
Oh,
and they were giving
out there,
replica rings out there.
Standing ovation.
Yeah, they had replica rings and everything. And
when you go to a Niner game, you're going to see a lot of Jerry's and Joe's jerseys. Who do you think will be the number one jersey of the current players?
It's going to be Brock or McCaffrey.
I think
Brock McCaffrey or Bosa.
Bosa, yeah.
Brock McCaffrey, Bosa. By the way, Soto, born to be a Yankee. They love him.
Yeah, of course.
They love him.
Yeah.
He talks to the fans all the time in right field. They love him. They're going to give him anything. Damn, it must be good. Felt good to be a Yankee fan for a day. Beating up on the Rockies. Anyway, Bosa. So we bring up jerseys and Bosa and McCaffrey and Purdy.
Now that I think about it, because he's been on the team the longest, it might be Bosa.
97, and he's got the big contract.
Yeah.
How many number 11 jerseys will you see?
Oh, I gave my nephew one earlier, like this summer. So I think there should be a lot. I wonder how many brand new Debo number ones will be out there.
Oh, that number one is hard. It is hard. Number 19, Jacob Cowing, took that right off of Trent Taylor's back. Give me that. Give me that, Trent.
Please don't get hurt on the practice squad.
Oh, my gosh. But Nick Bosa, out of all the players, I think he has the most riding on this season.
Even though he's well-paid, compensated, will be here for essentially as long as he's good, he's here.
He has a season like he did a season ago. And all of a sudden, the overpaid talks are going to ratchet up. The noise is going to ratchet up. And they say, this guy's getting $34 million a year. I think Nick Bosa has to be, not only for the football team, but for his whole reputation, he has to be in a Defensive Player of the Year conversation.
That's a lot of pressure. But I think if you're looking at a guy who can live up to the pressure and be able to dominate and doesn't need all the others around him to be able to dominate, wouldn't it be a defensive end in the system that they're in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of high hopes for Nick Bosa. He's a hell of a defensive end. He's a hell of a pass rusher.
What's the number you're looking for in terms of pressures and sacks?
It's just, again, I can't put a number on it. I don't want to do that.
See, I think he needs to be near 20.
Yeah, well, you know, he agreed to that extension last year, right? Worth a record, $170 million. 5 years, $170 million with $122.5 guaranteed dollars. $122.5 guaranteed dollars for Nick Bosa. Whether it's 20, 15, Shasky, all I need is him to be in the top five conversation for DPOY. He has to be. And if he's in the conversation, then that means he's getting a lot of pressures. He's forcing intentional groundings. He's forcing holding penalties. And he's getting the sacks. And he's getting, and to take another step, he's getting sack fumbles. Now he's forcing turnovers from this position. So if that all equates to being the DPOY or being in that conversation, then so be it. But in my opinion, Nick Bosa has the most riding on this football team, and he has to be in the DPOY conversation.
Do you know how many sacks he has as a career regular season right now?
Where is he? Around 60?
53 and a half.
53 and a half?
So if he gets, you know, about halfway through the season and he's having one of his kind of years, he'll be able to pass Charles Haley and be in the top three all time.
There you go.
Sacklers. Even though it wasn't a recorded stat until 82, you know, you got a bunch of Cedric Hardman, number one all time, 108. Bryant Young, 89.5. Mm-hmm. Tommy Hart, 72.5. You got to believe if he has one of his kind of years, he's going to jump into the top four, top three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All time already. That's pretty incredible.
Do you think he has the most riding on this season for a player?
I think that he's the linchpin of the defense. And if the defense is top five-ish, they can weather a lot of storms and a lot of issues, whether it's injuries or just underperformance of the offense for whatever reason. So, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you don't win games without a balanced team. You got to have offense and defense. And when I look around the NFC and I say, like, who are the best defensive players in the NFC? Nick Bosa's on a very short list. Very short list. So not only does he have to have a game-wrecking monster-like season, he's got to carry this defensive line. And if he has a big year, then that opens things up for Leonard Floyd. And that opens things up for Javon Hargrave, who's a high-paid guy needs to showcase himself.
Now, he's on a short list for guys who needs to have a monster season.
Well, I look at it this way, B. J.J. Watt, what separated J.J. Watt? He wasn't just good for 3 or 4 years. He was good for a decade. What separated Aaron Donald? He's good for a decade. What separated right now T.J. Watt? He's been good for closer to a decade than 5 years. That's where Bosa needs to trend. If you want to be an all-time player and a first-ballot Hall of Famer, you got to do it for 10 years at a high level. And J.J. Watt, year in, year out, with no one around him, carried that defense.
No, not only that, though. Longevity does matter, but also forcing turnovers. So one thing that Bosa hasn't done as much is force fumbles. Like T.J. Watt gets around that edge. J.J. Watt got around that edge. Aaron Donald got through the middle, and they forced fumbles. They forced interceptions. They forced deflections. Now, I'd love to see the numbers Bosa in terms of forcing not only fumbles, but what about intentional groundings? What about holding penalties? Because those matter to me. You get a situation where guys, holding on this right left tackle, number 97 forced to hold. Now all of a sudden you're facing, instead of first and 10, you're facing second and 10. First and 20, second and 20. Down the distance is now in your favor in the NFL. When you can get that going in your favor, all of a sudden your defense looks a lot better, right? So forced fumbles, how many does Nick Bosa have over the course of his career?
He has 10, which puts him 7th all-time, tied with Justin Smith. Shockingly, John Engelberger is also tied with him, which is a name I would not have had up there.
Shout out Virginia Tech.
But it sounds
Tech.
Like a more modern stat because I don't see any of the old-timers on here. Willis, all-time number one, forced fumbles 16 in Niner history of a recorded sack, of the recorded stats. Charles Haley, number 2, 14. Bryant Young, 12. Ahmed Brooks, Chris Dolman, Fred Warner, 11. Nick Bosa, Justin Smith, Roy Barker, and Engelberger all have 10. Navarro Bowman and Ronnie Lott, 9 and 8. Right. That's kind of crazy.
Yep.
K'Juan Williams is 13 all time with 8.
Wow.
See, like that's a very interesting number. Tackle for loss, he's really high as well. Like tackle for loss, he's already number 2 all time. The only guy ahead of him is Bryant Young.
Yep, I see 72 tackle for losses over the course of his career. Last year, 35 quarterback hits. The year before, 48. The year before that, 32.
He's
his rookie season, 25. He's got 141 quarterback hits. So if he could get that number back up to 40, not asking for 48, if he could get up there of 40, and you give me some forced fumbles. He's got four forced fumbles over the last 2 years. He's got, he had four in 2021. If you give me about four forced fumbles, I think that's the next step for Nick Bosa, because I think he's going to have to carry this defensive line, especially early and often, getting around that edge. Now, Javon Hargrave is another name. And then, of course, Brock Purdy on the quarterback side, because I've got to figure out what he's going to get paid. But I think Purdy's going to be fine. I think Purdy, as much as people talk about him, he's got an easy job. Hey, just give Ayuk the ball. Get Debo the ball. Get McCaffrey and them. Let the Yak boys do what they do.
Don't do too much. That's kind of, you know, stay within yourself. I think he does a good job of doing that. The Bosa thing is interesting. I mean, they spent so long waiting for that kind of like game-wrecking defensive end, and he was amazing. Last year was not like, it just, on the Bosa level, it just wasn't even close to it. And like almost, you're talking about fans being fickle, and I feel like the team was frustrated with Bosa too. I really do, because, you know, when you're building the personnel around someone, you're expecting that guy to play a certain way. And when they don't play a certain way, it puts a lot of stress on other aspects of a defense, expecting it to kind of, you know, do your job, the Belichick thing. And I just think if Bosa's looking in the mirror, I bet he said, you know, I didn't do my job enough in my eyes, or what I think I could do.
I think he admitted that. Obviously, Baldy said it, and we heard it from him. But I also think what added to that fire, or to that fuel of fans and players being frustrated with him, is when he spoke out about the defensive coordinator. Now, he ended up not being the only one. And we get it. Steve Wilkes, he's gone. He shouldn't have had the job in the first place. He did. They had their struggles. But when he started making the excuses, saying, well, you know, I've been experimenting with things and this and that and slow start, people don't want to hear that.
No.
After you held out and you got $122.5 million guaranteed. We're all cool with it. I know I was cool with you holding out. Just say, show up to Pittsburgh. And I don't want to hear no excuses. And midway through the season, when the Niners had to face some adversity on a three-game losing streak, we got nothing but excuses.
Well, that's what I don't want to hear from Ayuk and Trent.
Well, no doubt. I think they're going to be fine.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, if we're hitting week seven, week eight, that's when I'll be like, all right, guys, well, wait a minute here. Like, it takes two to tango.
I don't want to hear anything about excuses.
Yeah.
They're going to hold out, and you're going to get your money, because I'm all for players getting their money in this league, in the NFL, because I know how cutthroat it is. But I don't want to hear the excuses. I don't want to hear it. And that's the thing that I think got people kind of looking at Bosa with a side eye, like, really, dude? And then the image of the Super Bowl. When I'm hitting you on the shoulder saying, why is it Bosa in the game? It's the last drive of regulation.
What's bigger, the demand you're asking for Bosa, like the general fan?
Right.
Or the absence of Greenlaw?
Well, we don't know about Greenlaw. It's kind of going back to Travis Ward, right? When they asked him, are you guys going to miss Brandon Ayuk? He goes, well, we haven't played a game yet. That's where I'm at with Dre Greenlaw. We haven't played a game yet.
They've done a good job finding linebackers.
They do all the time.
But this is a different player. He's a tone setter.
He is a tone setter. They missed that juice in training camp.
I'm really worried
about it. They missed this juice in training camp. But D Winters, I think, brings a lot of juice. And playing next to Fred Warner, I think you get that juice up. Now, Devondre Campbell is somebody, oh my God, Devondre Campbell, I think he's going to get his job taken early in this season.
You do?
Because I think D Winters is that good. I think he's that good.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do at linebacker. I know that they don't play a lot of three linebackers, but the second linebacker is vital to Fred Warner's success and just the overall team speed. When Dre Greenlaw's out there, their sideline to sideline speed is almost unmatched.
Yep.
When he's not out there, you could tell they took a huge step back.
I mean, it is.
Oren Burks and they just weren't the same.
Dre Greenlaw is massive. There's no doubt. The juice, hitting the helmet before the game, jumping around, some late hits. He's nasty. And you need, like, who's the coach say, well, you can't have all choir boys on this team?
Well, it was my favorite Parcells is you got to have players with character, and then you got to have characters that play.
Exactly.
And I thought that was such a great line.
And he's true. Yes. He's right. Lawrence Taylor, he's a character, but damn it, he could play.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Mark Bavaro is kind of a character, but damn, he could play. Jim Burton, oh, he's a character. Fred Dean, he's a character, smoking cigarettes in the locker room, but you know what?
Reynolds.
He can play. You know what I'm saying? So who has the most riding on this season in terms of a player? Not Shanahan, but the players on this team. Is it Brock Purdy? Is it McCaffrey? Is it Trent Williams?
What if I went a little deeper and I said someone like Deion or Lenore?
He does have a lot riding on it.
You know, he's got a big contract that's facing him in the face. He's a defensive player. We know that, like, cornerbacks – very much like a pitcher, can have an elite year and then just drop off, or vice versa. So I don't know. I find him to be a very interesting player this year.
The vibes are high right now. Ninerland, the vibes are high. We're feeling it. We're feeling good. But we're going to pull some sound here that Lubman just sent to the thread. It's Spinoni, let me know when you get the sound, because it does concern me a little bit when I see a quote like that. I want to hear the context. Check the thread and play the sound. If you have the sound, I want to hear it. All right, Lubman, you just sent it. You literally just sent it to the thread, Lubman. It
was I say you check the sound. Like, there's a lot of sound in our
thread.
Yeah,
but so. No, but the sound
I see it. Yeah, it's in there. We got it.
All right.
Well, now I want to hear it.
We'll play it.
There's a lot of like ambiguous words there. So,
well, I was just saying, the sound you just text, I want to play. That was the first thing I said.
We'll get to it.
Lubman, you ain't skipped a beat, bro.
You need to skip a beat. That's the problem. Real loud.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.